I have to make choices, she said. And if you're old enough to work, sonny boy of mine, you'll have to make them too. Do you think I like telling you no?
Not exactly, Bobby thought, looking at his sneakers and biting at his lip, which wanted to loosen up and start letting out a bunch of blubbery baby sounds. Not exactly, but I don't think you really mind it either.
If we were the Gottrocks, I'd give you $5 to spend at the beach. Hell, 10. You wouldn't have to borrow from your bike jar if you wanted to take your little girlfriend on the loop-de-loop. She's not my girlfriend, Bobby screamed at his mother inside his head. She is not my little girlfriend. Or the Indian Railroad. But of course, if we were the Gottrocks, you wouldn't need to save for a bike in the first place, would you? Her voice rising, whatever had been troubling her over the last few months, threatening to come rushing out, foaming like soda pop and biting like acid. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but your father didn't exactly leave us well off, and I'm doing the best I can. I feed you, I put clothes on your back, I paid for you to go to Sterling House this summer and play baseball while I push paper in that hot office. You got invited to go to the beach with the other kids. I'm very happy for you, but how you finance your day off is your business. If you want to ride the rides, take some of the money you've got in that jar and ride them. If you don't, just play on the beach or stay home. Makes no difference to me. I just want you to stop whining. I hate it when you whine. It's like...
She stopped, sighed, opened her purse, took out her cigarettes.
I hate it when you whine,
she repeated.
It's like your father.
That was what she had stopped herself from saying.
So what's the story, Morning Glory? She asked. Are you finished?
Bobby stood silent. Cheeks burning, eyes burning, looking down at his sneakers and focusing all his will on not blubbering. At this point, a single choked sob might be enough to get him grounded for the day. She was really mad, only looking for a reason to do it, and blubbering wasn't the only danger. He wanted to scream at her that he'd rather be like his father than like her, a skin-flinty old cheapskate like her, not good for even a lousy nickel. And so what if the late, not-so-great Randall Garfield hadn't left them well off? Why did she always make it sound like that was his fault? Who had married him?
You sure, Bobby-O? No more smart-ass comebacks?
The most dangerous sound of all had come into her voice, a kind of brittle brightness. It sounded like good humor if you didn't know her. Bobby looked at his sneakers and said nothing, kept all the blubbering and all the angry words locked in his throat and said nothing. Silence spun out between them. He could smell her cigarette and all of last night's cigarettes behind this one, and those smoked on all the other nights when she didn't so much look at the TV as through it, waiting for the phone to ring.